Change is the reasonable governor of our progress in life. Change enables us to navigate through the sometimes dark corridors of life. Our power source allows us to navigate life's challenges. We should therefore focus on what we can change. As such, we should no longer waste valuable time addressing matters beyond our control. Many are the sordid dynamics of change. Monsieur Rhys Patrick, Sr. Change influences every aspect of our lives. A need for change will confront every person. Change is inevitable. It is part of the plan of a creative God. Without change, there could be no progress. Without progress, there could be no growth or advancement to greater heights. Our negotiations with change have developed most of our current levels of existence. Our association with change has formed the fabric of who we are and who we have yet to become. As the human family, we must understand this. Therefore, without change, we remain locked in a frozen state, a time warp where growth cannot occur because change and development are inextricably linked. Change and growth work together to achieve a goal, fulfilling a mission of fulfillment. Change cannot be nullified or manipulated. It cannot be rationalized. Change must happen. As we live, we change. As we change, we evolve and grow. We grow from weakness to strength through change, evolving from folly to wisdom. To grow through change, we cannot let our growth move in the opposite direction. Growth must move forward and cannot be regressive. We evolve from uncivil to civil, from disobedient to obedient. Actual growth should always be measured from a positive frame of reference. Growth through change should always be progressive and fulfilling. King Solomon himself placed change in a similar context. He states that there is a season and a time for everything under the heavens. Change, therefore, has its time and its seasons. Please note that although change has its time and seasons, one must study and learn the art of implementation, or, to put it another way, know when to change versus when not to change. Allow me to share my understanding of this art. I have made crucial changes in my life over the years, which I deemed necessary because, at various points, I perceived change as an essential force that demanded personal adjustments and improvements. You see, change will guide you based on your feelings when the time for change arises. I liken change to learning the wisdom of combining various positive and negative ingredients in one's growth process. Consider a change, a long-term building project aimed at creating a bigger, better, and more beautiful version of yourself as the end product.